Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jill.
Gobble, gobble.
Yet?
Well,
yes,
plus,
you are. You're talking turkey.
Plus, there's an extra week. Yeah. This year, there's an extra week because Thanksgiving.
I don't think that helps. Thanksgiving comes early, so I'm feeling more stressed than ever. I could use another week to try to figure everything out because it's been a news-intensive month so far.
Right.
And too bad we're not getting it. We just have to go on and deal with what is. But I'm starting to take a page from Representative Maxine Waters' book. Remember when she famously said last year, enough of this nonsense, I'm reclaiming my time. I'm starting to feel like I need to reclaim my holiday time. And so what I want to do is do a lot less and stay closer to home just because there's a lot going on out there. And I can't do it all. And I think the realization that I can't do it all is starting to, I hope, feel really liberating.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's a good place for everybody. I mean, not that one size fits all, but it's still a really good place to start. Like, figure out what you can do.
And what's most important to you? You know, what do you want to do? I mean, we've traditionally fed a whole bunch of people at Thanksgiving, and I'll do it again this year, but I'm not going to try to make everything myself. You know, if you get a turkey that the deli has roasted for me, if you get doctored up gravy on your plate, I don't think anybody's going to care. I think they mostly want to be someplace with other people and relax and have fun with each other. And so the quality of the gravy, I mean, people might notice, but I don't think they'll never come back to see me if they know that I got it from the highfalutin grocery store across town and sliced some stuff up in it. I just don't think it's going to matter that much. And so the idea of a Martha Stewart perfect looking table, you know, I'm going more for Julia Child, who said, you know, never apologize to your guests for your cooking. They're there to see you, and you have made them a meal, and people will deal with it. I like that.
And by the way, that's how, you know, we started with that, and that begat Martha Stewart. I'm not saying, in other words, it used to be very formal and daunting and had to be perfect. And Julia Child came along with this cuisine that was foreign. Let's just, it's like really, just speaking of a high bar and daunting or perceived to be that way. And was basically, you can do this and they're here to see you. Anyway, it was the conviviality aspect of the whole eating social program.
And if you're stressed, are your guests going to have any fun? No, because you're going to be in the kitchen trying to figure out why the tops of your potatoes dauphinoise did not brown the way you thought that they should.
And should you throw the whole thing out and, you know, and go out back and weep and smoke?
Now, I have an elderly and long gone now great aunt who would look at a plate like that and sort of shrug and go, "It'll eat," and put it on the table.
I know, but that's part of the relaxing and adding, you know, infusing the joyfulness. There was a long gone but much beloved person who loved grilling his steak for his dinner at a certain time, and one of my delinquent dogs came into the kitchen.
Everybody has a dog.
Everyone has
part of Thanksgiving.
No,
dinner,
but you know, story, this wasn't Thanksgiving, but this was just like there he was, and his wife and I looked at each other. And
guess he's having turkey this day.
No, pulled the steak out of the dog's mouth. It hadn't gotten too far, you know, wiped it off and sliced it up, and out we went.
Yes, Mrs. Child would completely approve of that. But and he was happy because he had steak because he didn't like turkey.
He did. So, he wanted, you know, what he wanted.
You know.
It wasn't going to work if... then we had the person, another story, but this was, please don't try this at home. In a fairly cramped area with everybody, you know, just trying to help, the person decided they needed to saute tofu at a high heat while we were trying to get things out of the oven. And it was that was interesting. So there's another thing. It's like, you know, if you're coming to one of these, if you're going to be a guest, if possible, take a leaf out of a different friend's book and just, you know, eat what you can manage instead of arriving armed with your list of dietary regulations.
Yeah, or have your stuff already cooked.
That,
you know,
too.
It's like,
well, you want it warm.
You know, religious conventions and, you know, medical conventions and all the rest of that, but you shouldn't expect your host to have to make an entirely different and special meal for you. Also, your tofu story reminded me, you know, a lot of people have this automatic gene. They come and maybe they're a little bit shy, so they don't want to be around the guests, but they'll come and help you out in the kitchen. If you need help in the kitchen or you have a task for them to do, that's one thing. If you're asking everybody to stay in the living room and, you know, have a glass of cider and something to nosh on while you're putting the finishing touches on dinner, then they should do as you ask. You know, people will ask, you know, often, are you sure you don't need help? Are you sure you don't need help? Really, you don't need help? Really, I don't. And every time I stop to, you know, answer that query, is time taken away from something that's on the edge of getting too brown in the oven or something that I need to be paying attention to on the stove. Really, if I need help, I'm not shy. I will ask people. Or you can give them, you know, something that they can't mess up. Can you fold the napkins for me? Can you put the water glasses down for me? That kind of stuff. And don't balk. You know, oh, I want to do something significant. You're here because you're a guest. You're not cooking the dinner. If the cook who's cooking the dinner says, thank you, but, you know, I've got everything going. I'm in a rhythm in the kitchen. Then let it be.
You can always offer to walk the dog.
Yeah, sure.
Or
walk
something. You know, or even
pick up after them, don't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just all sorts of... It needs to be a genuine... What I'm about to say, actually, that transcends Thanksgiving. You know, I have noticed people offer their help, but they only want to do certain things.
They want to do what they want to do.
Yeah, yes. And there's...
You want to help? My toilet could use cleaning.
Exactly. And I just would like to point out that if you're going to offer help, you know, caveat emptor. It's like somebody might say, they say, can I help you? And if the answer is
peel
yes.
The onion.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. They make me cry. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, then go back in the living room.
Yeah,
where
please
you
go back in the living room. Exactly. And there's that side to it. And that's not an invitation for, you know, the offerer to then be, you know, poorly behaved for the rest of the time because they weren't treated right.
Because you didn't get a good task to do.
Yeah, but I mean, it's preposterous to talk about, except that it keeps happening. So, like,
well, and I'll say that maybe as hosts, what we can do is say, I don't need help right now, but what I will need help with after dinner is somebody who's willing to put everything in the compost bin, somebody who's willing to put the recyclables in the recycle bin, and somebody who's willing to put the dessert dishes out. Can you do that? You know, and feel free to ask somebody who's here and not doing anything but having a drink to help you out with it. That works.
Yep. No, it does, but there's also... There's a social compact where everybody, the idea is to have fun and be helpful and be present. And if you don't want to do any of those things, then I hate to say this, but you don't have to go.
Yeah. You can always stay home with your tofurkey and watch what you want on television.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but you really can. And I sort of, this, a version of this dialogue emerged in the last couple of weeks when someone was basically unspooling their absolute horror at what was about to occur. And I was like, why don't you just not go? How about that?
Really simple. Just don't go. And that's your gift to yourself. You know, if it stresses you out to go to a family Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving with friends or some, you know, a Friendsgiving, something that's been put together, then don't do it. You know, just say I'm spending, it's been a bizarre fall, and I'm going to spend the day sort of reflecting and recharging. I can tell you that in California, there are a lot of people who are not feeling especially festive, given the people who have been burned out and or, you know, killed by the fires that are raging in different parts of the state. And so, you know, what we're going to be thinking about is how grateful we are to have family around us and about the people who don't and about what we can do to contribute to ease that.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's in this particular, we're sort of entering into a phase, if people can take this next period and make it less, just practice, you know, it's going to take a little bit of practice, but it's been, you know, all about the individuals for a long, you know, for quite a while now. That seems to have rather become the theme. And if you just tweak it ever so slightly and make it about the other guy, and I'm not talking about being twee. I'm just saying, it's like, all right, you know, if you're in a really bad place, don't take your really bad place to infect a bunch of other people.
Well, and also maybe give people permission to not come. You know, if they're saying, I don't really feel up to it this year, I think I'm going to skip it. After the initial, are you sure, because we'd love to have you, yeah, thanks, but I'd really, I don't know, I just feel like being by myself. Don't push it. That maybe that's exactly what they need to recharge, you know, a long free weekend where they're not, you know, constantly chattering with people and constantly doing what else. They might just want to be, you know, by themselves and enjoying their own company and reflecting sort of on how the year's been and what they're going to do to finish it out and what happens next year.
And separately, if you don't want to be with people or but you don't want to be by yourself, you know, see if there's someone you can go read to, someone you can go visit, someone you can just, you know, just see if there's some.
Hospitals tend to be pretty empty, you know, on Thanksgiving Day. And so if you can help serve a meal, or if you, you know, can go, you're right, sit with somebody for a while, or, you know, run a movie in the, you know, in the lounge, do something like that, that might be the ticket.
And it's weird, but it's a real good antidote. Doing something like that tends to make you feel better. Making some, it's just one of those odd, it's one of those odd things, but you can see what the time that you've spent has meant to somebody or other somebodies, and voila, suddenly it's like, oh, wow, yeah, that was productive. It just works. It's one of those things, so.
One caveat, I would suggest that if you want to do that, that you call the place in question ahead of time.
Absolutely.
And say, you know, I'm planning to not spend Thanksgiving the way I usually do, you know, my choice, and I'm wondering if you need help doing something. And then take them up on it if they offer it to you.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the right thing.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.